Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Trayvon, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Joined always by Jason Madison, Big Jerv, no Amin, no Juju today. Today we talk about Cheesecake Factory. Will I take somebody to Cheesecake Factory? Jason does not think I would. Jason and Jerv get into a heated dispute over fantasy sports, but then also Jerv pours his heart out about the Philadelphia 76ers. They are not relevant, but he believes they are, and more to come on this show. Subscribe to Patreon, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. Support your favorite podcasters. Let's start the show. Jason, ever since LeBron said, y'all niggas is going to win the Super Bowl, y'all been losing. Blame it on that nigga. You on mute.
Yeah, it's just the season. You know, we niggas have.
Well, yeah, y'all kind of figured y'all weren't going to go undefeated anyway, so that ain't.
Yeah, so I'm not even tripping, and the Cardinals and the Rams stink, you know.
Yeah, they ain't.
So I'm not really worried even about the Seahawks. Like, the Seahawks barely won that game against the Browns right now, like, with P.J. Walker.
Does any team worry you? And I'm not even trying to talk shit about my team. Does any team worry you?
Once we get to the playoffs, not really, bro. I mean, honestly. Damn,
it's like, confidence, brother.
If we healthy, you know, Debo didn't play today either. That's a big thing. Like, nigga,
yeah, that is a big deal.
That's our second best player.
So that's here's my thing. And I would like to just have like a friendly conversation with you and not get crazy with the Niners Eagles. That's my only thing. What it seems like there's a common theme with Niners fans that kind of bothers me. Mm. It's like in football, there's really no healthy team, right? Like, niggas always get hurt. And it seemed like maybe it's because my team was the one that played y'all. And I had to hear this for like I don't know. Like, maybe it was how, like I get it from a fan perspective, but like, even like the players was kind of saying it. And that shit just bothered.
But Jerv, you saying this, right? But imagine, what would you say if Jalen Hurts got hurt in the playoff game?
No, so that's what I'm saying.
So it's like I you understand saying it. You're talking shit from a safe place.
No, I'm not even talking shit. Like, I honestly understand it, but like, I guess where my gripe comes in is like niggas make it seem like the injury. I mean, I don't even want to get on all that, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever. But like, even now, like, I feel like I guess I don't really believe in Purdy. Like, I really think it's fool's gold.
What do you mean? He threw two picks today, but he had a good game.
I don't even know what he did today. Yeah, I don't know.
I got him on my other fantasy team. He got 43 points. You know what I'm saying? The niggas been balling out, even on the bad game. Like, the game against the Browns, we lost because the niggas missed the field goal. You feel me? Like, the game against the Vikings, we lost because niggas gave up a touchdown at the motherfucking end of the half that should have been a pick. So I'm just saying it's not
just be like y'all lost. Like, sometimes y'all just lose, right? Or that don't really happen. I'm not. This is like real.
In the last 2 years, Jerv, we lost in the playoffs to y'all because Purdy got hurt in the first quarter of the game, first series, right? And then the last two losses that we suffered before today, I just explained to you. I don't think that they were necessarily Brock Purdy's fault. Now It's. The defense didn't play great today. Niggas let Joe Burrow score 31 points. And the Bengals are a good team. Everybody knows that they start slow. But again, Jerv, look at the struggles that y'all have been having. And imagine if y'all played today's game without A.J. Brown. Y'all would not have won, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, yeah. Now you're gonna say
no.
Come on, Jerv. Like, just we're having an honest conversation.
Hold up.
Be honest.
Hold
up.
Bro, first of all, I've been having real chill conversation. I said I wasn't going there, but just because my answer isn't what y'all or you think it should be, does not mean it's not an honest answer. I could see if you tell me for one game that can I see Devontae Smith, who has been a number one receiver, who the whole entire league says, yo, they have two AJ's that much better than him. I'm not saying he's not, but we have two number one receivers. So if you're telling me for a one game period or a two game period, do I think Devontae is good enough of a receiver to be the number one receiver on a team that could beat somebody? Yes, I think he is.
We're not talking about that, Jerv. We're talking about the game that was played today.
I just watched Devontae Adams have 90-something yards today on 8 catches or whatever. So if you're telling me, do today of all days to ask me that? Yes, bro,
Jerv,
yes.
No, Jerv, no. You're talking about something that makes no sense. You just said Devontae Adams, by the way.
I'm sorry, bro. Come on, that's not. You know what I mean, dog. You know, I mean Devontae Smith. Don't do that.
Right. Right. So don't do what you're doing and acting like y'all wasn't down, nigga, the whole first three quarters of the game.
You asked me right. a question. So, I gave you my honest answer. Right. Because my answer does not agree with yours. You think I'm bullshitting.
Because your answer does not include the logic of what happened. Y'all played today. Y'all was losing the first three quarters of the game. And the only thing that was keeping y'all in the game was A.J. Brown. Not Devontae Smith.
So my quarterback throwing four touchdowns today. You're telling me that if one player is not there, your quarterback that fumbled
on the goal line.
So you hear, but Jay, just be game, bro. Because I wasn't going there with you, right? I gave you my honest answer, and you don't agree with this. So therefore, I'm bullshitting, right? But hear what I'm saying.
Because you're saying that Devontae would have took over. Time out.
When it comes to my team, right? When we lose or anything, right? We can't get through things is what you're basically trying to tell me. Yes, I think my team could survive a game if A.J. Brown did not play today of all days where he went crazy. I think Devontae Smith at any point in time is good enough to be the number one receiver and may not have 8 for 130 like A.J. Brown. Absolutely right. But is it far-fetched for me to think he has 6 for 115 and 2 touchdowns? No, that's not far-fetched. And I think he would be good enough to do that, bro. Like, I'm not saying that he could,
but this is the thing, Jerv. You keep skirting the point.
You just don't like my answer.
Because your answer is not logical.
Ding ding, round one.
Hold on. Let me just finish. Because Jerv, he could have got that. He could have had that stat line. I'm not saying that he can't. The same way that Brandon Ayuk can have a good stat line or George Kittle can as well. But you're still missing the other piece. And that's the only point that I'm making, bro, is that Devontae Smith can go off and that's all fine and good, bro. But you need both of them in order to win the football game.
And that's where we disagree.
Right.
I'm sorry. I think we have enough pieces. I think we have enough pieces that we can survive a game or two without him. If we lose him for the season or something, yes, I think that would be a hell of a loss and it would take a lot for us and the odds will be against us. You know what I'm saying? 100%. But if you're telling me for 1-2 game period, I think Devontae is good enough. And I think there is still enough left in our I'm not even gonna go there, but with Julio, that could be fool's gold. But our tight end is also, he may not be George Kittle elite, but our tight end is pretty damn good. And our offensive line is pretty damn good. And we would probably run the ball more if he wasn't there. Like the game plan would be just different. Like you watch football, so I know you understand that. And that's not a shot. Like I know you understand that the game plan would just be different, fam. Like it would, and we have enough talent on the field that I think that we could survive. That's what I'm saying. Yes, I'm sorry.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got 2 cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Oh, man, I love y'all, man, because, like, it gets heated, and it's good. It's friendly banter, but there's no right answers until we get to that, until we cross that bridge. So, again, both competitive. Jason, what's y'all record right now?
We're 5-3.
Jerv, what's y'all record?
I wasn't trying to do all that. 7-1, bro.
Like, all right, so both good records. Hopefully you guys match up in the playoffs, may the best team win. I'm not going to say nothing about my team because we are just really bad and we lost to the Cowboys today. But yeah, I didn't come in here with no hope anyway. While we're on the side of football, how's everybody's fantasy football looking right now?
I honestly didn't check it yet. I think I checked it earlier. I think Jason and I were like, he was beating me or something like that, or like we were tied or something. I haven't checked. Let me check.
So I'm playing Salute to Cap right now. I'm currently up 2 points. You know what I'm saying? From there, I got 2 yet to play. He has 3 yet to play. He got Jay Herbo. He got Eckler.
Yeah, I was winning, but now I'm not.
Hold on, good brother. I just traded. Thank you, bro. I really did not know this. So you're getting my live reaction right now. On the pod.
What happened?
Damn.
What happened? Talk to us.
Game over.
It's over. Is it over?
I'm assuming because it has both of our scores being our projected scores being what our score is right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no,
I
you mean, still have. Oh, I'm sorry.
Lamar's still playing. Excuse
me. I don't know why they have. But why would they have your projected score being.
Odell Beckham is because terrible.
Never mind. My bad, Jay. You can understand why I thought that it was over. I think, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's over because Lamar is not going to take any snaps where he's trying to throw the ball or do anything. It's just going to be kneel downs.
Well, so, they're winning. Baltimore's winning.
But this is my beef with the scoring, bro. Like, I don't understand how this nigga only has 12 points. You know what I'm saying? Like, even just a lot of the shit, like a lot of weeks, like. Quarterbacks don't be having a lot of points when niggas get touchdowns. I don't know what the touchdowns is worth.
Well, he only has one touchdown, it looks like. It says he has one touchdown, which is probably 6 points. 150, he has 157 yards.
So that's what I'm saying. That can't be true because I screenshotted it. When he had one touchdown, he has 6.5 points and he has 67 yards throwing. So it's like for 60 yards, he only had 0.5 points. Like, you don't get 6 points for a touchdown.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to break it down. You get 1 point every 25 yards. You get 4 points for passing touchdown.
Janky.
2 point conversion, you get 2 points. And a pass intercepted, you get -1.
Yeah, that's janky. 1 point for every 25 yards is very low, bro. Like, that's super low.
I mean, I could have changed it at the beginning, but I.
What do you normally have? Because I feel like that's what I usually have. Mine's just usually everything I play is either like 20 or 25.
I would say 20. And then I say 6 points for a touchdown should be the obvious thing, right?
Isn't yeah, that I mean, there'll be some high ass scoring.
So. I'm in some leagues where it is four, and some leagues that say I prefer six, but like some leagues are four. I get it. I mean, it's whatever.
Rushing yards, you need. To get 1 point, you need 10 yards. 1 point every 10 yards. Rushing TD, you get 6. 2-point conversion, you get 2. Receiving, 1 reception, you get a point. Receiving yards, every 10 yards, you get 1 point. Receiving touchdown is 6 points.
Right, but this is my point, Trey. How is it for receiving yards, you get 1 point for every 10 yards, but for throwing – you get 1 point for every 25 yards. Like, so that's kind of like backwards.
Go ahead.
So what do you normally have, bro? Like, because I'm usually it's like it's 1 point for every 10 yards, whether it be receiving or running. And then it's like 1 point every 20 or 25 for quarterbacks. Because, like, you can't give a quarterback 1 point for, like, every 10 yards. That quarterbacks be getting, like, 100 points.
Hold on, bro. I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 yards per point is what I'm playing in this other league. 6 points for a passing touchdown.
I never played that before. That's different.
Interception is -2. Receiving yards is 10 yards per point. Like, I feel like it should be – how is it such a wide gap, bro? Like, how is it 25 yards for the thrower and 10 yards for the receiver? That means –
Because the quarterback is going to – accumulate
that's two
more yards.
But that's two and a half to one, bro. That's a big ass gap. That's crazy.
But bro, if that means if a quarterbacks that generally throw for three, quarterbacks throw for anywhere from 270 to three and some change. So if quarterbacks throw for 300 yards, you're saying that quarterbacks should have 30 points for throwing for 300 yards, which is what they do?
Yeah, I do think that honestly. Like if we being honest, but again, like the gap is just too wide, bro. 25 to 10. Is wild. Like it should be at least 20 and 10 or whatever, like 15 and 10, like something, bro. Like 25 to 10 is like, that's crazy. Quarterbacks don't score no points in our league. But anyway, and then again, like 6 points for a touchdown seem to be like the obvious to me.
I agree with you on 6 points for a touchdown. I'm not with you on the yard, John, just because that's foreign to me. But, you know, maybe if I played in leagues like that and I saw it and I was like, oh, you know, I might like that more. I've just never done that before. Like the points, right. The yard thing that how it is right now, how Trey has it is pretty much like default. Like that's pretty much how it's been in like every league that I've been. The only thing that some leagues do 6 for the passing touchdown, some leagues do 4. I've seen it either way. It usually bites me. It bites me, you know. It usually gets me like in new leagues, you know what I'm saying? Cause I usually assume it's 6 points. Right. And then I'm like, dang, why the fuck this nigga? Why he ain't get enough points? And then I peep and I'm like, oh man, what the fuck?
Yeah. So Jarvis looks like he's going to beat me by 2 points. Unfortunately for me, I'm having a bad week all around. The Chiefs lost. I had them. I'm in a pick and pull with my old coworker.
Hey, man, Chiefs lost today?
No, they Taylor Swift, it. Man.
Who they lose to?
The Broncos.
That's a bad loss.
Mr. Unlimited.
Hey, man.
My bad. Yeah.
Jason, next time we'll get the score right. I don't play in enough fantasy football games for me to determine that.
And then niggas is in the basketball league.
Ooh, Jerv kicking my ass right now, too.
And I don't even know how this shit works.
Hold up.
Well, I explained it.
You did, but like I didn't, bro. Again, like you explained it kind of after the fact, I wasn't sure what I was doing. I think I accidentally clicked lock Miami game with Jason Tatum instead of the Knicks game, which he played better. Mm-hmm. Do you have to pick the game that gets locked, or does it automatically do it for you?
You got to pick the game.
It's unlocked until you pick it.
But
until all the games are played.
When's the end of the week though, bro? Like, cause what's the actual time? Let's say I go
Monday
out
to Sunday.
But I'm saying, like, let's say I go out right now. Niggas are still playing games right now. Let's say I go out, hang out, today, tonight, and I forget until I come back home. Is it too, like, what's the actual
point? If all the games have been played and you haven't locked it, you just miss out on them points.
But yeah,
I understand your question, bro. So you have on Monday when the week starts, right? It's very similar to fantasy football, right? You pick your lineup for the week, right? So you pick the guys that want to be in your position. It's not like other basketball leagues where you can put, or, oh, he doesn't play today, or I'll sub him out and put someone else in.
No,
it's not that.
So
you got your guys for the week, and then throughout the week, you have until the last game starts. Because once the last game starts, you have to lock you.
But this is the thing, right, Jerv? Like, okay, like I said, with Jason Tatum, he played those two games in the middle of the week. After he played both of those games, mm-hmm. I selected which one he already scored the most in, right?
Right.
So you're
saying
did you
get lock on that?
Yeah, but you're saying that if whoever plays the last game of the week, right, like. I don't know, like Wiggins playing against the Rockets right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lock it because it's his last game.
So everybody, I get 0 points. So you just lock it now. Like you have to lock it before that game ends. Like, so if Wiggins who plays on Sunday, right, at the end of the week, let's just say he also had played Monday at the start of the week and he got you 50 Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to lock it right then and there and be like, yo, I'm not going to take a chance on anything else this week. There's no need. He got me 50. Or you can play the waiting game and then take the risk that you're saying, which is that you forget to do it by the end of the day or by mm-hmm. the end of whatever it is on Sunday, whatever the time is that it actually locks off. Right. And if you do that, then you just don't get any points like Trey's saying. But
you can get 0 points.
It would be just like you didn't start somebody.
Yeah.
Like on fantasy. Damn. Like you, yeah. So, like,
so there's a but then, okay. That's what I'm saying. What is the cutoff time is the start of their last game?
I mean, it probably says it in the.
It'll be at the start because you wouldn't be able to lock it.
So that's what I'm saying. I didn't got nothing for Wiggins now. I don't have nothing for.
I mean, we got 22 weeks. So you all right. I think a lot of us going to have a lot of losses, except Jerv going to beat me because, again, I didn't lock mine, and then I locked it, and it still wasn't, like, enough. Because you had somebody hooping, Jerv. I got to look
back at it. I had a couple people go off of, like,
you had some 30, you had some 40s in that thing. I'm looking like, God damn.
Yeah.
By the time I checked it, I said, all right.
Chet Holmgren got me 40 the other day.
Yeah, shit like that, that shit is like, crazy.
Like, and yo, bro, as soon as I saw that, I said, oh, let me lock this in right now. Ain't no reason to play around with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't ask for more than 40 from the kid.
Hey, man. Yeah,
see, I'm still confused about this, bro, because I just locked Pascal Siakam, right, uh-huh. on his last game, and it was after all his games had been played. But then I tried to lock Fred VanVleet for yesterday's game, but they not letting me lock it because – I guess I gotta wait.
Because all the games are played, right?
No. He's playing against Golden State right now. So I guess I gotta wait until after the Golden State game.
Yes, and then you can choose.
But that's why my question still isn't answered. What is the last minute of the week?
Bro, it probably says it. You just gotta go read the settings. Like, I'm sure the settings.
That's why
says
I was hoping that y'all had the answer to that question.
We don't know. We figuring out on the fly too.
Commissioners and shit. What's going on? My niggas Adam Silver and then not knowing what's going on.
Bro, yo, you my nigga, dog. You gotta when you get in leagues, bro, you need to look at all the settings and all the scorings and all that shit.
Commissioner is for, nigga.
The commissioner sets up the league 5 minutes before because we was rushing.
But like, that's on the commish. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking for a
commish. This is a very Niners thing, bro. It's all the commish. It's all. It's
nah,
all,
that
it's
nigga never, sounded like
I'm just talking shit, bro.
A cranky nigga, man. We
no, it's a bad weekend. I get it, bro.
We're getting a bad rough of this nigga,
and I'm sure losing to me, potentially losing to me in fantasy.
I ain't trying to hear that shit, Jason.
It's not.
I ain't trying to hear none of this shit right now.
I ain't trying to hear that shit, Jason.
This nigga so angry.
Nah, this nigga acting like a grumpy nigga that ain't.
I can't even get my little 30 seconds of gloat time because I won in fantasy and my man was talking so crazy and heavy to me. And I can't even get that off right now because I don't want to be rude. I know it's a bad weekend. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad, bro. I feel bad, dog. Like, I really do. I don't like to see my niggas not in good spaces. You know what I mean?
All right, man. That does it for the show. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for Juju recording the show somewhere. And Amin, we don't know where the fuck he at. He found some self-driving car in the middle of the street somewhere on Instagram. Y'all tell him come back to the show. And that's it. Black Trey signing out. Bomb. Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Talk soon.